ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On social media, President Trump says the USA is the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world. He's marking 6 months in office today, but ABC's Selena Wang says he's also dealing with criticism from many of his supporters.
President Trump trying to put the Jeffrey Epstein firestorm behind him, but admits his administration's attempt to unseal the grand jury records related to the convicted sex offender may not be enough. Trump writing on social media, even if the court gave its full and unwavering approval, nothing will be good enough for the troublemakers and radical left lunatics making the request. It will always be more, more, more.
Number of people still missing from the July 4th flooding in Kerr County, Texas has been revised to 3 from nearly 100 after many of those were accounted for. Those floods killed more than 130 people. And one person still critical after the person rammed a vehicle through a crowd outside of a club in Los Angeles early Saturday. This is ABC News. The man seen in a video that went viral from a Coldplay concert, he had his arms around a woman, and when they appeared on a big screen, both tried to hide. Is now out of his high-profile tech job. ABC's Will Gantz has details.
While neither party has offered a statement of their own, the company where the man allegedly works says he has resigned. Astronomer saying in a statement, our leaders are expected to set the standard in both conduct and accountability. And recently, that standard was not met. Andy Byron has tendered his resignation, and the board of directors has accepted.
The National Park Service says officials have killed a black bear at Yellowstone National Park after a series of incidents that, quote, posed a clear threat to visitors' safety. One included crushing an unoccupied tent. Another, the bear climbed a food storage pole, tore down properly stored bags, and ate campers' food. It's the first time a black bear has been killed in a management situation at Yellowstone in 5 years. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Katie Bedward, your local Edward Jones financial advisor here in Richland Center. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are tracking some heavy thunderstorms over the southern half of Iowa, parts of Missouri into western Illinois. For the most part, they will stay well south of our region, but in the north fringe of that system, a few sprinkles have been skirting far southwest Wisconsin early this morning. They should gradually come to an end. Less humid air gradually pushing into our area today with that northeast wind flow. Should feel pretty nice by this afternoon, and we'll see a bit more sunshine at that point as well. Rather nice summer weather shaping up tomorrow and Tuesday with high pressure in control. Then some hot and humid air will surge back in by Tuesday evening into Wednesday, push those heat indices probably up into the dangerous category for Wednesday, so keep that in mind. Our best chance of any widespread rain for the week will come into the area Thursday and Thursday nights as a cold front slides through. Your forecast for today, mostly cloudy in the morning, maybe some sprinkles in the far southern part of the area. More sunshine developing this afternoon with lowering humidity, high temperature near 80, northeast to east wind up to 10. Partly cloudy to clear tonight on the comfortable side, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and seasonal, high near 81, east wind close to 10 miles per hour. Monday night, just a few clouds, low 63. Tuesday, partly cloudy, warm and more humid with a high near 85 degrees. As we head into Wednesday, a slight chance of a thunderstorm around daybreak, partly cloudy, rather hot and humid. The low temperature 71 with a high all the way up to 93. Again, heat indices could reach near 100. Still hot and humid on Thursday as the clouds build in. Chance of showers and storms late in the day, high 91. Friday showers possible early, then partly sunny, not as hot, high 86. Saturday's high, mid 80s. Chance of a late day shower. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank.
Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a cloudy 68 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 66. Yesterday, we had a high of 84. We also saw 2/10 of an inch of rain. A record high on this day was set back in 1983 and 97, while a record low of 45 was set in 1965. Last year on this day, our high was 81 and our low 59. Sunset today will be at 8:36, sunrise tomorrow at 5:40. No precipitation yet. The barometer, though, is at 30.5 as it rises slightly. Winds out of the west at 2. It is, again, a cloudy 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Sunday Morning News is brought to you by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Drought conditions the last couple of summers and a wet summer so far this year could be to blame for an uptick in mosquitoes. UW-Madison entomologist Professor Susan Paskowitz.
So if we've had drought, and we had had drought for a couple of years, and then it finally got a little bit wetter last year, that meant that the egg bank began to build up as the season went on. And then this year, I think we're seeing some of the results of that with lots and lots of mosquitoes out there. I don't know that in advance we knew this was going to be as wet a summer as it has proven to be. The rain has to sit there for a while and then allow the immature stages of the mosquito to develop in that water over the next 5 to 7 days.
Paskowitz says the heavy rainfall could be a good thing, as mosquitoes that carry West Nile virus don't tend to thrive as much when it rains. There's a good chance we've already dealt with the worst when it comes to the number of mosquitoes out in Wisconsin.
Right now would be about the peak period for these floodwater species. And then after this, it dries up usually in July and August, and things really take a dive. So by the end of the season, not bad at all. And even really over the next couple of weeks, we'd expect it to get better.
Paskowitz says more rain and higher temps extending later into the summer could draw out the mosquito season. To protect yourself against mosquito bites, Paskowitz suggests long sleeves, pants, and bug spray. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing some safe camping tips with residents in case of severe weather. DNR officials say that the state's parks and wildlife areas don't have the staff necessary to communicate critical weather information with thousands of campers. They recommend bringing a weather radio in case you're in an area with poor cell service, and be sure to let someone know where you're going and when you plan to return. The deadline to apply for the Wisconsin Technology Council's 2025 Wisconsin Innovation Awards has been extended. The event seeks to recognize innovative ideas for companies across the state, with multiple categories of awards including fields like manufacturing, technology, education, and agriculture. Interested companies can apply for the event themselves, or residents can nominate them for recognition. The application and the nomination process are available online and can be submitted until July 31st. The award ceremony will be held in November. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. The law officially went into effect on July 1st and imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward. A new exhibit detailing the events of D-Day opened Friday at the State Veterans Museum in Madison. You can learn more about what happened to Wisconsin soldiers during World War II with a D-Day exhibit at the State Veterans Museum. Museum director Chris Kowalowski says that they're adding the collection of interviews with Badger soldiers to the traveling exhibition.
So we took the exhibit and then we added several stories from Wisconsin, from around the state, of Badgers who were there on that day and what they did. Our oral history collection is one of the best veteran oral history collections in the United States. And we like to tell people we are the microphone, the veteran is the voice.
Kowalowski says it's vital that people remember what sacrifices it took to free Europe from the Axis invasion and about the 46 Wisconsinites who died on the beaches of Normandy, France, on June 6, 1944. The museum is near the Capitol in Madison and is open 6 days a week. The traveling piece will be staying in Madison through the rest of the year. The annual Casanova celebration concludes today at Casanova Memorial Park. Today, the parade will step off at 11. Following the parade will be the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. Kinchy Pedal Pull and the Bossy Bingo will be at 1. Hometown League Baseball featuring the Cas Reds versus the Mazamani Mustangs, and a raffle will be at 2. There will also be food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova celebration today at Casanova Memorial Park. They ask for no carry-ins. All profits benefit the Casanova Memorial Park. More information about the celebration can be found on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page. It brings over 500,000 people to Northeast Wisconsin, but what's the economic impact of EAA? Lisa Hale answers the question.
It's here. Even though planes have been flying in all weekend, today marks the official start of EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention draws aviation enthusiasts from all around the world and is expected to draw more than 600,000 visitors to the area this week. A study by UW Oshkosh shows EAA contributes $257 million in economic impact for the five-county Fox Valley region and $117 million in economic impact for Oshkosh alone. The UWO study of 2024's Air Venture showed the event directly created 2,092 full and part-time jobs in the region, with 815 of those in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture runs through July 27th. Visit eaa.org/airventure for information and a schedule of events.
It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
Pioneer homes built in Richland County by Mrs. Cyrus D. Turner. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. GenWeb Info, Richland County Books, Chapter 12, house building was yet in its infancy. The Gothic, Ionic, and Doric orders of architecture were little known. Instead, they had a standard principal building composed of what they referred to as Kickapooric, likely after the region which is referred to as the Kickapoo. For several sprang into existence at this time. It consisted of rolling logs up each other so you could enclose a square pen with a required height of at least 8 feet obtained with the structure, covering split boards and on the roof using shakes. It was a Western vernacular form of building. They nailed by placing poles across them, using picturesque roof and ventilated attic. The space, usually enclosed, was about 18 by 20 feet, or at least big enough to have a dining room and an area for the fireplace, and of course, an area to sleep. The house was pioneer from front to back. There was a little room, a pantry. There was even a nursery in many of the cabins. Frequently in the upstairs loft, the family would sleep, as many as a dozen members. In the stowed beds, the chests, the dishes, the boxes, the babies, the pots, the kettles, and even all of the paraphernalia, you could easily imagine a paradise of accommodation. That pioneer cabin. There cannot be much in coveting what would be the equality of one, even in taking pleasure rides over the ox teams and the faring sumptuous upon wild game, mush milk, and the dainty dishes that were kept for the meals. Batter? Well, that was griddle slap pancakes, and even pumpkin butter, or maybe wild honey. Our first religious sermon was preached in the Pioneer Building in Forest Town in the summer of 1855. A log schoolhouse was built. It was erected near the county line, a remote part of the town plat. Here, our Sabbath school was organized. A library from the American Sunday School Union was procured. Notwithstanding all its difficulties, the trees for these cabins were chopped down, and there in its place corn and potatoes were planted. It disposed of all indolence, a melodious music of mosquitoes, and the aches of our limbs from all of our work and our actions. And it was rheumatic to our limbs. Pass the time and enjoy building one of these pioneer cabins. It was truly pioneer life in Richland County. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, Blackhawk Trail Markers in Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Recent Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club calendar raffle winners are Thursday winners of $50 each, Douglas Layton of Muscadet with ticket 348, and Mark Varney of Richland Center with ticket 335. Friday's winner of $50 each, Stan Grimm of Blue River with ticket 131, and Kirk Bardo of Lone Rock with ticket 0072. And Saturday's winners of $100 each, Sarah Yar of West Bend with ticket 0045 and Jeff Cook of Mooresville, Indiana with ticket 0628.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today is Sunday, July 20th. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70 of Bloom City, died July 15th. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held in the Warren Mills Cemetery on Monday at 11. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from noon until the time of service at 1. Timothy J. Mayberry, 70 of Bloom City. Alan E. Wanless, 69 of Richland Center, died July 14th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. For Alan E. Wanless, 69 of Richland Center. Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center, died July 16th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral Information Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Anita Louise Bungie, 83, of Richland Center. And Philip Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died July 16th. A celebration of life will be held on Friday at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church on Thursday from 5 to 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family of Philip Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
It's time for this day's birthday wishes going out today on behalf of the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Well, we have a nice assortment of birthday and anniversary wishes to pass along on this Sunday, July 20th. We'll start it off with a happy birthday wish going to Daryl Waldsmith from the Richland Area Senior Citizens. Happy birthday to Shannon Keller today from your family in Avoca. Hope you have a great day. Happy birthday to Alexander Ewick today from St. Mary's School. Also, happy birthday to Dallas Johnson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Hope you have a great day as well. Happy birthday to Delaney Talbot from your friends at Town and Country Presbyterian Church. Park Street Christian Church would like to wish Tanya Thorpe a happy birthday. Happy birthday to twins Briggs Matthew and Bryn Sharon Boltwer from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday on behalf of the Twin Bluffs Fan Club to Christy Pine today. Birthday wishes going out today on behalf of the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday to Elizabeth Shannon, J.L. Dutton, Dustin Hoffman, Leif Morris, Christy Pine, Terry Sutton, Dallas Johnson, and Daryl Waldsmith. Happy birthday to Allie Hernan, Courtney Schwingel, Angus Newman, John Passold, Jacqueline Fetteplace, Carlene Ramsden, and Javis Strand from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Stacy Kleist, Vernalina Loback, and Sean Stevens. Also, happy birthday to Stacy Kleist and Kim Dobbs from Little Willow Birthday Club. The Richland Center United Methodist Church would like to say happy birthday today to Brandon McCollum. Also, a happy anniversary wish today to Jesse and Lauren Cattle from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. Best wishes to all of you celebrating, be it a birthday or anniversary today, from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sunday Morning Sports is sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Good morning for WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks. Saturday in home talent baseball, it was Pine Bluff Mount Horeb getting an 8-4 win over Blanchardville, while Fort Atkinson defeated McFarland 16-6. Today, in hometown baseball, the schedule, it looks like it'll be DeForest at Poinette, Dodgeville host Verona, Sulzberg-Benton is at Wyota, Arena will host Ridgeway, Belleville plays host to Hollandale, Argyle is at Muscadet, Cross Plains plays host to Wanakee, Middleton is at Ashton, Jefferson plays host to Utica, Wisconsin Dells is at Rio, and Cazenovia hosts Mazamani. Freddie Peralta won his seventh straight start. Isaac Collins and Joey Ortiz homered, and the Milwaukee Brewers held off the LA Dodgers 8-7 on Saturday night to extend their win streak to a season-best 9. Shohei Ohtani hit his National League-leading 33rd homer and drove in 3 runs for the Dodgers. Tommy Edman and Miguel Rojas both went deep in the 8th to pull the National League West leaders to 8-7. But then Ohtani's fly ball died on the warning track to end the 8th, and Trevor Megill threw a 1-2-3 ninth for his 23rd save as LA lost for the 9th time in 11 games. The two teams will go head-to-head today for round 3. It'll be a 3:10 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Trent Grisham hit a tie-breaking grand slam with 2 out in the 9th inning, and the New York Yankees rallied from 5 runs down to beat the Atlanta Braves 12-9 before a crowd of 42,530, the largest this season. Also, in sports scores from around the league in National League play, it was Cincinnati over the New York Mets 5-2. Washington defeated San Diego 4-2. It was Arizona 10, St. Louis 1. In American League action, Texas took down Detroit 4-1, while the Athletics came away victors over Cleveland 8-2. It was Tampa Bay edging out Baltimore 4-3, and Seattle topped Houston 7-6. In interleague action, it was Toronto 6, San Francisco 3. Miami defeated Kansas City 3-1. Philadelphia scored a 9-5 win over the LA Angels, while the Chicago White Sox came out ahead over Pittsburgh 10-4. The Chicago Cubs held Boston scoreless in a 6-0 win, and it was Colorado 10, Minnesota 6. For WRCO Sunday Morning Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Sleepy Hollow Auto Group of Viroqua is your GMC headquarters with a great selection, excellent financing, and lifelong support. They'll take care of you. Southwest Title LLC provides complete real estate services for Richland, Grant, Crawford, and Vernon counties with title insurance and real estate closings. And Subway serves healthy options of delicious hot and cold subs on fresh breads, great salads, personal pizzas, party platters, and you can build a better breakfast.
Coming this July.
And also this August.
It's Little Shop
of Horrors.
It's a comedy.
It's a musical.
Come see Seymour fall in love with Audrey.
Come see Seymour fall in love with the plant.
Come see Seymour and Audrey sing to each other.
Come see Seymour feed Audrey's boyfriend to the plant.
What?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come cheer as Seymour's boss promises to adopt him.
Come gasp as Seymour feeds him to the plant.
What? Him too?
Yeah, it's in the script.
Come hear the doo-wop girls sing you the story.
Come hear the plant sing Feed Me.
The plant can sing?
And eat. A lot of people.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all part of Little Shop of Horrors.
Richland Center High School, July 25th, 26th, and 27th.
And August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Showtimes at 7 o'clock p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
And 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Tickets are $15 for adults and $10 for kids.
With a family package of 2 adults and any number of kids for $50.
Don't miss Little Shop of Horrors.
It's a dark comedy, but it's really a lot of fun.
WRCO.
Compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior. The eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring. Hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. 'Cause when we presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away.
WRCO. 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. On social media, President Trump says the USA is the hottest and most respected country anywhere in the world. He's marking 6 months in office today, but ABC's Selena Wang says he's also dealing with criticism from many of his supporters.
President Trump trying to put the Jeffrey Epstein firestorm behind him, but admits his administration's attempt to unseal the grand jury records related to the convicted sex offender may not be enough. Trump writing on social media, even if the court gave its full and unwavering approval, nothing will be good enough for the troublemakers and radical left lunatics making the request. It will always be more, more, more.
Number of people still missing from the July 4th flooding in Kerr County, Texas has been revised to 3 from nearly 100 after many of those were accounted for. Those floods killed more than 130 people. And one person still critical after the person rammed a vehicle through a crowd outside of a club in Los Angeles early Saturday. This is ABC News. The man seen in a video that went viral from a Coldplay concert, he had his arms around a woman, and when they appeared on a big screen, both tried to